O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre. Stray FM's Family Show.
Exercise. Something we do purely so that we look better on the beach. Or maybe not. I wanted to find out more about why we exercise and wanted to talk to Dr. Jason O'Connor from O'Connor Chiropractic, who understands exercise is about much more than just vanity. They have a clinic in Harrogate and another one in Ilkley, so I went along to find out more about the importance of staying active.
Yeah, I think a lot of people now look at exercise more as vanity and they want to look good, they want to get into the bikinis for the summer and these type of things. But exercise is essential to being healthy. If you don't exercise, there's no way you can be healthy. And you know, it goes back to the fact that we're designed to be hunter-gatherers. You know, the human genome has not changed in over 40,000 years, but our lifestyles have changed dramatically in, say, the last 50, 60 years, where we're so much more sedentary. And this is having a huge impact on our health.
So by sedentary, we mean that we are motionless, that we are still, that we are sat down a lot. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, there was a recent study that was published in The Lancet just last year. It was a huge study. It was quite a groundbreaking study. And it looked at a million people and was showing that if you sat for over 4 hours a day, the mortality rate actually increased by up to 60%. So,
wow.
Yeah, massive implications for the workplace and just people's health in general.
Can we finish the rest of this chat stood up, Jason?
Yeah,
because
we
are currently sat down. That's so much better. I feel like I'm doing better things now. I definitely sit down for way more than 4 hours a day.
Well, the average person can sit nearly 8 hours in a day. And like I say, you get up in the morning, drive to work for an hour, sit at a desk 6-7 hours, drive back and you're tired, you sit on the sofa. You know, we never used to have cars. We never had desk computers, you know, laptops. You know, we didn't sit on the sofa watching box sets and all these type of things. So this is really a recent activity. And by studying us, we can see our health has gone, you know, down dramatically since we've been doing that. So we're talking about the big killers, so your heart disease, your cancer, your diabetes, your strokes. These are all the ones that they've shown in this study increase dramatically when we sit. The old advice was, yeah, do 30 minutes of exercise 5 times a week. I think that's what the government recommended to stay healthy.
That definitely rings a bell. I think I remember that stat and 5 fruit and veg portions.
Yeah.
That's also now obsolete as well.
Yeah, so all this is now being outdated. And say this current research said that to combat you know, the average around 8 hours, you need to exercise between 60 and 75 minutes a day.
Wow.
So we get a lot more than what people originally thought.
So what are the best things to do then? You say exercise, is that going out for a jog around the block? Is that booking yourself into a spin class at the gym? What are the best exercises to do?
I think the key thing is enjoying it. I think when we're, you know, look at my little boy at school and he's doing PE and he's doing all, he had sports day and they absolutely love exercising. So I think the key thing with any exercise is that it's important that you enjoy it. So start off, because if you don't enjoy it, it's a bit like a diet. You might do it for a short term, but then you're going to fall off it. So really try your best to find things you enjoy. Now also we want to mimic the hunter-gatherer type lifestyle, and interestingly the training that's most effective at improving your fitness levels is interval training. So interval training is when you change the intensity. So you can do like a slow pace and then you go up to high intensity, then you drop it back down again and then go up high pace again. And it, you know, you can do that with, you know, running, you can do that with walking. If you're walking, you can say, right, I'm going to walk as fast as I can to that lamppost, that tree, then slow back down against the next one. If you're cycling, you can do the same thing. Even if you're swimming, you can apply that as well. Go fast one length, slow down the next. And they've shown that really improves the health of the heart, the arteries, the veins, and also mimics what we're designed to do every single day, which is that hunter-gathering lifestyle. And with exercise as well, it doesn't all have to be in one go. So we said like 60 to 75 minutes, that can be broken down into segments. So, you know, walking to work, going for a walk on your lunch, you know, having a walk after work. And you probably get that time, you know, up to those 60 to 75 minutes. So it doesn't have to be all in one go. You can break it up.
I know we talked a little bit earlier on about offices and about working and the fact that we all sit down a lot. Do you think that if we did stand up more and we got a bit more exercise and got out and about more, would that actually benefit us in the workplace as well.
Yeah, I think it's like win-win. It's win for the kind of the person's health, but also for the, you know, the employer as well, because they're going to get much more productivity out of the people who are working for them. So they, I think, really encouraging, you know, breaks for exercise, not for a fag or anything like that, but yeah, breaks to get out, get a bit of exercise, encouraging. I know a lot of people have gym membership as covered as part of their work. But, you know, again, the research shows that when you exercise, your brain is stimulated much more than anything else. When people worry about Alzheimer's, dementia, that's a lot in the kind of the media at the moment. But people do crosswords, Sudokus. Actually doing exercise is much more taxing on your brain than all of that put together. 50% of brain activity is processed, so if you call the cerebellum, which is all about movement sense. So when you're sitting, that shuts down. So just by getting up, you're actually increasing brain activity by up to 50%, which means, you know, more active, more productive brain, and much better at your actual role in your workplace and doing your job.
So you have a lot of people here with different, all sorts of different problems. Is exercise normally something that you recommend for them?
Yeah, it's a huge part of our care. You know, it's not just clicking spines, which people think. We give people, starting off in really basic stretches, and then we give them like core exercises. Tell people to start on low impact, so usually walking, swimming, cycling, as they're building up their health and their function of their spine. It's a huge part. I mean, all the staff, they get regularly at chiropractic care. We do team building events, which is built around exercise. We've gone to Penny Ghent the other week. We went to Running Park Spa, which had a great time there. We've also started a running club. It's of different abilities. So our staff come along, patients are invited, and just anyone else who is interested. And we go from the clinic on a Wednesday at 1 o'clock. We do a shorter, like 5K run, and then for a 10K run for people who are a bit more advanced. But it's all fun, and it's, you know, it's not about times. It's about people getting their health back and building their health up.
Jason, you and the team at O'Connor Chiropractors, you cover a huge, huge area of different things. People may think chiropractic's all about bad backs and clicky joints. You cover a massive amount. If people want to come and talk to you, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I mean, you can contact us at the clinic. We're on 200-020, or go to our website, because there's a lot more information on there and you can access a lot of what we do at the clinic. So that's o'connorchiro.co.uk.
O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre. Australia FM's Family Show.